wonder when in the world you're going to do anything, Rudolph, opens The Prisoner of Zenda by Anthony Hope. Our unlikely hero begins the story as a dissolute English gentleman in his late 20s with absolutely no ambition. In near remittance man fashion, he sets out to visit the kingdom of Ruritania and be out of his family's hair for a while. As luck would have it, the king of Ruritania is kidnapped on the way to his coronation, and our erstwhile hero, who is a dead ringer for the missing king, is persuaded to step in his place. The real king is not actually a likable or honorable fellow, and among other things is supposed to marry the princess Flavia to cement his reign. Flavia does not really like the king, but she falls passionately in love with our hero, and when the king is rescued and returned to the throne, Flavia and our hero each do their duty. Flavia choosing to stay by the king's side and help him reign, and our hero returning to his boring life in England to disappoint his family. It is a classic story of romance, high adventure, with all the swashbuckling sword fights a child's heart can desire, and ultimately duty. Not surprisingly, Anthony Hope also wrote propaganda for the British Ministry of Information during World War I. I think in a time with so very little privacy, camera phones, Facebook, cell phones everywhere, the idea of disappearing for 6 months and really pulling off an incredible coup like this is more alluring to people than ever before. To have fooled so many people, and all in the name of saving the kingdom, literally doing good with no personal gain to our hero, would be more than unimaginable in our celebrity-soaked world, where every action from the behavior on a school bus to the details of a divorce case to toddlers singing in church make it online. When the king is rescued, he says to our hero, "I wanted to tell everyone what you had done, and you would have been my best and nearest friend, Cousin Rudolph. But they tell me I must not, and that the secret must be kept, if kept it can be." What secret lives do our friends lead? Do we suspect them of better than they are these days? Who is that hero sitting next to you at the laundromat? It reminds me of the story that defined my mother's collegiate experience. She graduated high school during Vietnam and the draft. One of her good friends named Bobby was a very talented young actor who was the oldest of 7 children, and there was no money for college, which meant no college deferment from the draft. She grew up in Tucson, where many of the cowboy movies and TV shows were filmed, and a week after the senior play, Bobby was awarded a full ride to the University of Tucson, including books. One condition: his benefactor must remain anonymous. My mother became the student secretary of the fine arts department, and 3 years later, while filing, came across Bobby's file and read the letters between the chair of the department about Bobby's progress and Paul Newman. Both stories turn on the power, not just of generosity, but of generosity without accolades, of doing the right thing for no other reason. From the reminiscences of our hero at the end of the book, one break comes every year in my quiet life. Then I go to Dresden, and I am met by my dear friend and companion, Fritz. We speak of Flavia, for every year, Fritz carries with him to Dresden a little box, and in it lies a red rose, and around the stalk is a slip of paper with the words written, "Rudolph, Flavia, always." And I send the same back with him. That message and the wearing of a ring are all that now bind me to the Queen of Ruritania.